Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody! I found an interesting article about government intrusion in our driving life. You know, face recognition software is all the rage now. Face recognition software is being used in for security. They type in the information for suspected terrorists or baddies of all kinds. And then if the software, with all of these closed-circuit cameras and security cameras that are everywhere, if they see you, it alerts the authorities. They swoop in from an unknown and undisclosed location. They arrest the bad guy. Everyone is kept safe, and the world is a happier place, right?
Right.
Okay. So how could it turn ugly for us? Well, Peugeot/Citroen, French automakers, are in the process of using face recognition software in their cars with a little infrared camera that's in the steering wheel that looks at you, the driver, and analyzes whether or not you're irritated. It is an attempt to scale back road rage.
What, it's going to beep a horn or something to let you know that you should tone it down a little bit?
Can you imagine how successful that would be?
Mm.
It should have a woman's voice come on and go, you know, you always do this. You're always getting in trouble. Why do you have to flick that guy off? Oh, that would help road rage a lot, wouldn't it? No, the car would actually, in extreme cases, would shut down.
What do you mean it would shut down while you're driving it?
The car would give you a notice that it was, you know, tell you to pull over, or it would slow down.
So the person you're screaming at will be driving away, and you won't be able to catch them and
precisely
cut them off and get in a fight.
Yeah.
It would give you a warning.
Sure.
Cool it, buddy, or I'll shut this thing off. Who wants a machine that would do that?
Hal.
Yeah, that's right. Open Dave. The pod bay doors, Hal.
Dave. I believe you're a little upset today, Dave. Maybe you shouldn't be driving, Dave.
Mm. You know
Shut
what?
Up!
This is my biggest complaint with technology. You have a car that like dings at you when you're not wearing your seatbelt.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
It used to.
Right.
You turned it off illegally.
I cut
that's
that wire.
My problem. A machine is telling you what to do.
Yeah.
That's not what we have machines for.
Yeah.
We tell the machines what to do.
My wife's car does not bing or ding or anything. There's a little sign that comes up and says, driver, passenger, seatbelt unbuckled. And it's there for a couple minutes, and then it's gone.
That's right. That's
and
what I
like,
want.
And it's like, I like this car, and that's fine. I don't
it
have a
problem. It tells me, hey, buddy, you'd be safer if you buckled up.
Right.
But it doesn't annoy
me
into compliance.
It's more like, you should wear your seatbelt.
Are you telling me, both of you, that you don't wear your seatbelts?
It is my inalienable right to go through the windshield in case of a crash.
That's exactly right. If
Good
I want
Lord.
A face full of glass, then that's my choice. No, I don't wear my seatbelt. I haven't worn my seatbelt. Occasionally I do. And I'll tell you what, and this is where it is. I wear my seatbelt when I'm in the car with my child because I try to set a good example. Don't do as I do. Do as I say. I want her to be safe. I want her to have good habits. When I am in the car,
So it's good enough for her, but not for you.
Well, when she is an adult and she is able to make her own decisions, she can decide.
She can decide, yeah.
She can decide on her own whether or not she wants to wear a seatbelt or not. I, as a parent, of course, I'm going to encourage her because if there's an accident, I want her to be. I want her to survive it.
And you wonder why the government feels we need to be protected from ourselves? It's because we do need to be protected from ourselves.
Don't start on me. There is no reason for a government entity. Wait a minute. You're just doing that to piss me off and get me started, and it's not going to work.
Facial recognition software would be kicking in right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who wants a machine or a technology that goads you into doing things?
This guy.
Well, if you're not going to do what's
it.
If you're not going to do what's
that
right,
shuts down your car because you're a little too hot under the collar. A machine that beeps at you because you didn't buckle your seatbelt.
Do you not have enough confidence in yourself, Tom, to make the right decisions?
No, but there have been times when I have been too lazy to buckle my seatbelt, and then finally I get so annoyed at the sound that's coming out of the machine that I'll do it. I'll do the right thing because I am annoyed by the machine that's telling me to
that's
do the right thing.
That's what you want. You want machines that annoy. Other people don't want that technology.
Why not have why not just make a thing where you remove the technology? Instead of being annoyed by it, remove it.
No, because I want to do the right thing.
No, you don't.
I do want to do the right thing.
No, you don't. If you wanted to do the right thing, you would do the right thing. You don't want to wear your seatbelt. It's uncomfortable. It's aggravating.
Yes,
it wrinkles your clothes.
But it's the right thing.
Oh, you are such a... yes, sir. I'll do the right thing. Where's your sense of independence? Huh?
Ends when you realize that not wearing your seatbelt is probably going to kill you if you get into a crash.
So what? It's your decision. Okay. It's your right.
So if we can make a machine that shames you when you go to the refrigerator and take out unhealthy food, would you want that technology? Seth, there's too much mayonnaise on that sandwich. is that the technology that we're looking for?
You have too much fat in your and
right.
cholesterol
That's
in
coming.
This meal.
That's coming.
Your third beer tonight.
No, that's my wife.
After your fourth, the refrigerator door will no longer open.
Tom doesn't need that. That's what his wife
does. Technology, yes.
You're not
sure you need another beer?
Gee, honey, you think that maybe you could squeeze a vegetable somewhere into your meal plan? Hmm? Tom, not only are you a mindless sheep, but you're a sexist as well. That's amazing. WSA.
I think I'm the only non-sexist on this show, so don't be telling me that.
Yeah, let's go with that. let's go with that. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be right back.
I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. I don't stop to think. I just, just go, oh no, words are coming out. Oh no. I'm not thinking, what is that? Like, I met this woman recently. I could have sworn she was pregnant. Let me tell you. I know now. I think the rule is don't guess at that ever, 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 ever. Something like that. I didn't have enough evers memorized, So I said, hey, when's that baby due? You ever feel a word coming up, but it's too late to stop it? It's coming out and loud. Hey, when's that baby due? Baby! What baby? At the zoo, the pandas. I knew they were trying to have one. I just, thought we'd talk about them. Talk about the fluffy zoo animals that they, I hear they got them over there. You can go look at them and if you want, touch them. Have you ever guessed somebody's gender wrong? There's no recovering from that. You just got to move on because you ain't wriggling out of nothing, Hey, excuse me, sir? Ma'am. Okay. Okay, bye. Bye, human. Bye, person. Nice to meet you, individual.
The news station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.